Bible gives us lots of places in Scripture where it's encouraging us for this generation to generation sharing. But I love this passage that was our invocation today in Psalms 145, verses 1 through 7. And I'm reading it today from The Message by Eugene Peterson that puts it into contemporary language. And so listen to this. I will lift you high in praise, my God, O my King, and I'll bless your name into eternity. I'll bless you every day and keep it up from now to eternity. God is magnificent. He can never be praised enough. There are no boundaries to his greatness. Here we go. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. Your beauty and splendor have everyone talking. I compose songs of on your wonders. Your marvelous doings are headline news. I could write a full book full of the details of your greatness. Generation to generation. And so we can look at Scripture sometimes and not fully see the relevance in our own lives, more contemporary to ourselves. And so what I'd like to do through the remainder of this sermon is follow the guidelines of that generational sharing, that we each should tell our stories to one another about God's marvelous wonders. And so I'm going to use myself as an example today. And your legacy is going to go forward from here because my stories are being told to you. It's going to be go forward with maybe a little bit different twist because you and I are living this experience today of me sharing stories of my life as I'm passing them on to you. Did you get that? So that you're not just having the legacy of Scripture, which is the most important, but you're also seeing that experience lived out in a person who's standing right in front of you as a testimony for today of God's great and marvelous deeds. And me sharing that then impacts your story because you've actually heard my story. Like Paul passed it on to Timothy, passed it on to all those that he shared with. Generation after generation, we stand in awe of your works. Each one tells stories of your mighty deeds. So I'm going to start with my mom. And part of my story definitely is part of hers. And my mom had that sincere faith that Lois and Eunice had. And I'm going to be sharing particularly with the prayer legacy in our family, because we've been talking about prayer. Remember the first part of this year, the pastors shared about prayer as it's described in our Bible by some of our forefathers. So here's some more contemporary stories of God's amazing, wondrous works. So most of you know that I lived in northern Colorado on a farm, small farming community, and my mom was known in that community for her sincere faith. And she fostered that by reading Scripture, by praying, by acts of kindness and gratitude that for what God had done for her that she shared with the community. And in our area where we lived, we were known to have a lot of hailstorms in that area. And it was so bad that we all had hail insurance because our crops were destroyed so often. And many of the, we always prayed for protection for ourselves, our livestock, and for our farm. But on this one particular storm, my mom felt the nudging of the Holy Spirit to go out to the edge of our farm and face this horrendous storm that was coming our way and pray that God would protect our property and that this storm would not impact our crops or our home farm at all. And she went there out of obedience to God. She didn't do that every storm, but this day she felt the inner nudging of the Holy Spirit to go and stand and face that storm. And she prayed. And as this horrendous hailstorm came our way, destroying crops, damaging homes. As it got to our farm, it parted, and it went around, and those people, those farmers on the right, their livelihood, their plants, yeah, I'm having tongue-tied here, were destroyed. And on this side, they were destroyed. And as the hailstorm went past our farm, those on the other side of our farm were also hailed out. But there was no hail at all on our farm. That was a testimony. Not to my mom, because if you are elevating my mom, you're missing the point. She was being obedient to the Lord for his purposes, to bring him glory, to testify to his good works. And at her memorial service, one of those farmers stood up and declared God's wondrous works, pointing to my mom, who was obedient to God, and prayed as God was touching her heart to pray and protected our farm. It impacted his life hugely as he developed a relationship with the Lord after that testimony was known in the community. That's the power of prayer, and that's the power of sharing our stories with one another of God's wondrous works here and now, as each of you in your lifetime are writing your stories. Generation to generation, we pass on a legacy of our faith in Christ by how we live out our faith. And for me, what God had me doing, living out this legacy of faith in God and the power of prayer, testifying to God's wondrous works, I called portal praying, something that the Lord just gave me insight to. And so it kind of went like this. And I have done this for decades in my life, since in my 20s, until more recently when I'm home more than I'm out. During that time in my life where I was a mother, whether I was doing some lay ministry, I was working full time, and then eventually a missionary, a chaplain, and a pastor. During that whole section of my life until more recently, when I would go out the door, the Lord and I would have this conversation, kind of looking for divine appointments, if you've ever heard that word. Lord, quicken my inner heart, quicken me to understand and to really be your hands and feet of love and testimony to who you are with whoever you would want me to interact with today. And so it's an exciting way to live life. It's a God adventure, because the moment I would step out of that portal, step through that door into the greater outdoors, I would be looking for opportunities that God would put into my heart in order to testify to his wondrous works. And it can be in small and big ways. And the example I'm going to give is one day at the grocery store, Walmart, here in town. As I walked into the Walmart, I had this inner knowing that I was to go get some flowers. And I looked around, which flowers, Lord? Or this one. And I put it in my cart. Had no idea. It was not something I was going to take home for myself. But I put it in the cart. And as I walked through the grocery store, looking at people and wondering and trying to hear God's voice speak to me, who's this going to go to? What am I to do with these flowers that I now have in my cart? Went through the whole grocery store, and I'm at the checkout, and the Lord nudged my heart to say, hand it to the person who's checking you out. And so I gave that bundle of flowers to her, said a few words, didn't even use the name of Jesus in that conversation with her, but may this bless your day, and I hope this encourages you. And then I got ready and walked out, and she ran after me and with tears in her eyes and began to tell me her story and how much she needed that touch, that someone saw her that day, and that someone was the Lord, just using me as a portal. Now, as I was thinking about this, I want to make sure that you understand this is not just a random act of kindness, which is a great thing for all of us to do at all the time. But it was of all the times, of all the places, hearing God speak to me, hearing his voice clearly, buy the flowers, give those flowers to the person that I tell you to, that I nudge you to. And he takes it from there. I don't know whatever happened in terms of her faith with the Lord, but I know I was obedient to that, and I'm sharing that with you today. I'm sharing that part of my story as much as our ancestors have shared. I want you to be encouraged, whatever it looks like. It might just be a smile, like in Uganda. When I was serving as a missionary in Uganda, doing this portal praying, there was one particular young lady where I bought my groceries that God said, just give her a smile today. And so it started out with smile and banter, and it went on for weeks, months. Pretty soon we had coffee together, and then we had our meals together. Then I went to church with her, found out that she had been abandoned by her dad after her mom died at 15 years old, had not been able to finish going to school. Her grandmother was into witchcraft and all the ancestral worshiping in Africa, so she fled to Kampala, to the city, was trying to make it on her own. And here I was, God put me in her life. Portal praying. This is who you invest some time in. And I knew that I knew that I knew. And I, to this day, hardly a week goes by after all these years that I don't have communication with Harriet still. And she recently told me, shared with me, she said, I want you to know about this young boy that I saw outside of the church. And he just looked so forlorn and lost. And so I went out and talked to him, which led to her meeting his mom, finding out that his dad had died during COVID, and there were no longer money to provide for this very, very bright young man to go to school anymore at 10 years old. And so Harriet, who barely has enough money to have one or maybe two meals a day, is now providing the school fees for that little boy. And she sent me this. Thanks for showing me that helping someone doesn't require you to be a billionaire. Thanks for putting a smile on people's faces and testifying by your very walk of life with God's wondrous deeds. And my reply to her was, I'm honored to have planted seeds in your life that have now blossomed into another's life. If you are putting me on a pedestal and saying, I can't do that, you're missing the point. I'm a farm girl, 66 in my graduating class, right? That God, through amazing ways where I never expected it, sent me to Africa. And I learned from the history of our forefathers in scripture and through the testimony of the way my parents lived out their lives. And as I tried to sort out all these stages of my life with who I am and how I relate to people, and God used me to have lots of sons and daughters actually in Africa that I still stay in touch with regularly, serving now as their mentors, their spiritual directors. Some of them call me mom because they don't have moms of their own. But it's not just me. I've asked some of you, members of the congregation who are a little older, to share their stories. And the message here, generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. And I ask them, based on that scripture, to answer this question, or to finish this sentence. In my generation, I have seen your wondrous works. And these are all people that are sitting in this pew, in the pews here today. One of them said, in my generation, I have seen God's wondrous works by him helping my family through some major health issues and surgeries. Another one wrote, in my generation, I have seen God's wondrous works in so many ways. My favorite is the way God has showed me how to truly love and respect my husband right where he is at. And the beauty of this is that the love and respect comes right back at me. Or another one was, in my generation, I've seen God's wondrous works turning health crises into miraculous outcomes. These are people you're sitting right next to today who are testifying to you of God's mighty works, generation to generation to generation. And now it's your turn. You've already, many of you still live your lives like this, but the challenge that I give you today and the encouragement is, can you tell your stories? Are you telling them to your children? Are you telling them to each other? And this one, in my generation, I have seen God's wondrous works in so many ways. He has been by our side when we felt we couldn't go on. With every new valley and mountain, we found ourselves questioning why. I really felt the human part of us take over. We just couldn't help ourselves when we experienced major life events like the loss of our oldest son, the passing of my mother from cancer, our granddaughter's heart diagnosis followed by 3 major surgeries, the loss of our son-in-law and my husband's major heart surgery. In each of these major life events and so many smaller ones, I have experienced God's comforting and sustaining presence. God has been by our side. We have always believed in the power of prayer and what prayer can do. Out of his faithfulness and goodness, God has answered our prayers repeatedly. What we continue to do daily is press on and through our words and actions profess our faith. And finally, one response was taken from, next slide, taken from Leanne Crawford's How Can You Not See What God Has Done? And the answer was, in my generation, how can you not see God in every little thing and in every moment? And we're going to listen to part of her song.
I see the sunrise in the morning and a million stars at night. I hear the birds, they can't stop singing hallelujah. I see his goodness when I fall down and his grace that picks me up. Every day I can't stop singing hallelujah. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? How can you not feel loved? How can you not? How can you not? 'Cause he's in the middle of every little thing and every little moment. How can you not see God? How can you not? How can you not? I see the sunset and I wonder if he paints it just for me. Nobody else could make a world so beautiful. How could I question his love when it's everywhere I go? Wherever I look, I find another miracle. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? How can you not feel loved? How can you not?
Are you ready to be someone's every little moment and every little thing? How they cannot see God? What's my story? What's yours? Through all these Eric Erickson 8 stages of life that we all go through, from birth to this time where hopefully I'm working out wisdom. in all of these, as we figure out our relationships with ourselves and with each other, as Christ followers, the Bible encourages us to be faithful to our Lord and how we write those stories. Be encouraged that you have a legacy of faith through the Christian, through your Christian faith in Scripture, and by the testimony that all the pastors, Bible study teachers, and your own study have given to you through the years. Be encouraged. And be encouraged if you are blessed to have had earthly families that pass on their legacy. But if that legacy is not a faith legacy in your background, let it begin with you today, right here, as you leave here, portal praying. Go and pass on the legacy of your faith in Christ by how you live out your faith. Amen.